With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Brian Moore has lived away from his native Northern Ireland for more than 40 years, but not long ago he returned to Belfast on a visit. There he was forced to evacuate a hotel because of a bomb scare.
There were a group of middle-aged French tourists nearby, and I speak French, and I was listening to them and realized that they had absolutely no idea what had happened and what was wrong. They thought it was a fire. I thought, what if they were all bombed, killed tonight? What if any of us were in a situation like this, where we were in the wrong place at the wrong time and killed for no reason?
That incident sparked the idea for Brian Moore's most recent novel, Lies of Silence, in which a hotel manager and his wife were taken hostage by Irish Republican Army terrorists.
They go into people's houses at night and they borrow their car and they sit with them all night until they return the car after doing some terrorist act, or they go into a house to watch another place and hold the family hostage.
The victims of these terrorists are usually afraid to go to the police. In Lies of Silence, the IRA gunman forced the hotel manager to deliver a bomb to his own hotel, where a Protestant rabble-rouser is speaking. That the hotel manager is Catholic means nothing to the IRA.
Most people in Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland are sick of the IRA. We've had 20 years of terrorism. They tend to do a lot of bungling. They tend to kill a lot of people. They set out to kill one bunch of people, and they often kill their own people.
Brian Moore is a world-class writer with nearly 20 books to his credit. Lies of Silence is a taut, suspenseful thriller that examines a man's ethical dilemma in the aftermath of a terrorist act. Published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Brian Moore served the British government as an assistant port officer during World War II, but after the conflict, he fell in love with a young Canadian woman and followed her to Canada. There, he decided to try his hand at newspaper work.
And the only job I could get was as a proofreader first, and then I did become a newspaper man, quite successful at it.
But still in his 20s, Brian Moore got tired of being bossed by the city editor of the Montreal Gazette and decided to do what he calls real writing.
I decided I would try and write a story about someone losing their religious faith. And I didn't want to compete with James Joyce, so I decided to write about someone my mother might have known, an elderly lady, a lady who was a spinster, who was waiting for Mr. Wright.
The novel, set in Moore's native Belfast, was The Lonely Passion of Judith Herndon.
It was rejected by 12 American publishers, too depressing. And then when it got good reviews in England, it was all those publishers came back and said that they had never seen it before and liked to read it, and I was able to tell them that they had seen it.
The Lonely Passion of Judith Herndon became an international success and has remained in print since 1955. As a novelist, Brian Moore is keenly interested in the loss of faith.
Maybe you believe in religion, maybe you believe in politics, maybe you believe that you have a great talent, or you believe in love, but at all of us at some point in our lives face a moment of crisis in which that belief is challenged.
The theme returns in Moore's most recent novel, Lies of Silence, in which a Belfast hotel manager finds his world in chaos after being used as a tool by IRA terrorists. Published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A child of the Depression, novelist Brian Moore was very much aware of the division between Catholics and Protestants in his native Ireland.
We had martial law in Belfast quite often. We used to have riots, supposedly religious riots, which often became food riots.
Brian Moore was born to a Catholic family.
My father was a doctor. We were a middle-class family, and yet we didn't know any Protestants. My father wouldn't, for instance, buy bread from a Protestant baker. He would buy inferior bread from a Catholic baker.
Moore returns to Belfast in his 16th novel, Lies of Silence, in which a Catholic hotel manager and his wife become victims of IRA terrorism. Over the years, Moore's books have accumulated a worldwide readership.
From quite early age, my books have had an international audience of sorts, which has enabled me to live and write the sort of books I want to write.
Today, Brian Moore lives in Malibu, California, where he is accustomed to the solitary pursuit of writing.
If you see someone who's written 10 or 12 novels, then they have lived a very unnatural life because they've been alone most of the time.
And Moore says that as he becomes older, his novels become more spare.
I see the mistakes that I once made by overwriting, and they come back to haunt you if you ever see a sentence that you've overwritten.
Brian Moore's readers will like his tight, lean prose in The Lies of Silence, which explores the ethical dilemma of innocent people held hostage by IRA terrorists. Published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.